The Friday Daily, you're listening to me, Eleanor Godley. I hope you're enjoying your Friday so far. Now, unfortunately, for many Australians, our experience with crafts extend only so far as macaroni art in primary school. Did you ever do that? I don't know. I think I got a macaroni necklace once from my child. However, for those of us who are handy with jewellery, ceramics, or whatever handmade goods you fancy, then Sydney Craft Week is for you. Here with us to discuss the Craft Week events and their prestigious Make Awards is Festival of Craft Director Lisa Carl. Okay, Lisa, how are you?
Hi, Eleanor. I'm well, thank you.
That's the way. Now, what does the Craft Week events program look like? I mean, I had a look. It looks full on.
It is full on. So Sydney Craft Week runs from the 10th to the 19th of October, and we've got 240 events happening all across Sydney and spreading further into New South Wales, into the regional areas as well. So it's a really big festival happening, right across.
Okay. And what are some of the highlights for anyone who's never heard about this event before?
So in the Sydney Craft Week Festival, each year in October, we run it. The Australian Design Centre produces the festival with the broader crafts community running most of the events. And the events include exhibitions, workshops, talks programs, open studios, all sorts of different ways to engage with craft. So, you know, you may flick through the program and you may be able to see three or four exhibitions in an afternoon, or you may choose to sign up to do one of the workshops being offered in everything from hand carving Japanese wooden tools to making your own tote bag to embroidery stitching to, you know, learning all sorts of different things, just getting involved and getting your hands into making.
Wow, it sounds so fun. Are these events that you definitely have to book for, I imagine?
The workshops, definitely. Exhibitions, generally not. And all of the, you know, the times and the opening times and dates and so on are all on the Sydney Craft Week website and in the print guide, if you can get your hands on one of those at one of the participating organisations.
Well, we'll put those links on our website after this interview. But tell us a bit about the Make Award.
So the Make Award, we started that at Australian Design Centre in 2023. So this is it's a biennial prize for innovation in Australian craft and design practice, which is the longer title for the Make Award. We started it because we felt that there was what was missing in the arts prize landscape was a prize for innovation in craft and design, so in object making and in material practice. So this is the national award. The winner stands to win $35,000, so it's the richest non-acquisitive prize, which means, you know, non-collecting prize, and second place $10,000. And we've pre-selected 36 finalists from around Australia, and they're all going to be on at Australian Design Centre from the 10th of October.
Wow, that's a good prize. $35,000.
It's a fantastic prize. Yeah. It's a fantastic prize. Yeah, and we've only been able to make that happen with the generosity of a private donor who has donated the money for the prize, and also some money to make the exhibition happen. So wow. All of the production costs and so on, which is wonderful to have that exceptional generosity.
Yeah, it's private donors. That's what we all need.
Mm.
we need them over here too at 2SER, I think. Mm. Now, what are some of the highlights that people can expect to see from the finalists that are exhibited?
Yeah, so the finalists are drawn really across all disciplines. So there's jewellery, there's glass, there's ceramics, there's textiles, and all sorts of object making. There are some lighting in amongst the finalists. Some pendant lighting, but really what characterises all of the finalists is their innovative practice, and that could mean innovation in the way in which they make, in their technique, or innovation in their material use, or something which makes the work that they've entered in the Make Awards stand out from their the practice that they're already known for. So it really has to be something unique that pushes the boundaries of their practice.
And whereabouts, before I ask the directions, I mean, it must be very difficult to judge, you know, such a diverse a range of, like, different things like jewellery, ceramics. How is that possible? How can you judge that? Is it all on the technique or the innovation?
So I'm going to be joined by three other exceptional judges. So I have the curator, senior curator from the National Gallery of Victoria, the CEO of the Jam Factory in Adelaide, and the winner of last year's, or the 2023 Make Award, Vipu Srivalasa, who's a ceramic artist. So those three other judges will be joining me next week to select the winner and the second prize winner. And what we'll do is we'll look for, you know, we'll look for innovation. We'll look for excellence in making, and we'll look for something in the work. And we all know, you know, at least most all of the work, I think, in the show, and all of the artists in the show. So we know what their practice is, and we know what we're looking for in terms of what makes this particular work of theirs stand out from their what they ordinarily do.
Okay. And whereabouts is the Australian Design Centre? Where do people go to see
this? We're located on William Street in Darlinghurst, so between Palmer and Crown, on the corner of Palmer Street, just before Crown Street as you're going down towards the city from the Coke side. And we're open from 11 till 5 Tuesday to Friday, and 11 till 4 on Saturdays.
Okay. On the left or right-hand side?
Going towards the city, we're on the left-hand side.
Okay, good. That makes perfect sense. And the program for the Craft Week, what is the web address for that?
It's sydneycraftweek.com.
Okay, brilliant. Well, thanks so much for joining me, Lisa. Good luck judging that. It sounds like a bit of a task to judge all that.
It won't be easy by any means, but we're up for it.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
Thanks, Eleanor.
Yeah, good luck with that. Okay. Thanks. And that was Craft Week Festival Director Lisa Carl joining me to chat about Craft Week and the Make Award exhibit, both of which start next Friday. So for more information, head over to ser.com, and we'll have the full story with the links to the website. If you're into craft, I mean, have a look at this website.